I did realize that on one of our shows, Jeremy, I forgot to introduce myself. This is Kevin DeFrango. I am one of the hosts here on Stunt Granny.
I wouldn't have introduced ourselves on either one of them.
yeah.
Anyway, if you found the site, you pretty much know who everyone's voice is by now. But I know the like the professional, polite thing is to say hello. But
Yeah, if you're one of the 25 people listening, you know who we are at this point.
oh, there you go, being generous. I want to make sure I saw this before I. Hang on a second. I have Property Brothers on in the background just because it's brainless shit. And they've got these two chicks painting stuff. I'm going to take a picture of this and send it to you. I want you to tell me what you see.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Let's see if I. So yeah, so we're here to talk about Dean Ambrose and good old what's his name, Brock Lesnar.
Good old what's his name?
Oh, good old what's his name? The most dominant guy in the last who knows how long. The best booked wrestler on the entire program. Yeah, good old what's his name?
Well, probably in the entire planet. Like, I can't think of anybody else. Because I did mention to you earlier today that honestly, the WWE screwed up with Batista. Like, not to say that he wouldn't have been gone to do some more films at some point. But they really fucked up his character. And they have managed not to do that with Brock Lesnar. Which is good news, because I do think that this is another match that.
Just check your phone.
Oh, it's being a pain in my ass right now.
It's so childish, but I would just hope it's not just me that saw this. I hope that there was a producer watching this footage going, "Yeah, whatever this design turns out to be, this is the only thing we need to see."
Oh, well,
Yeah.
it almost reminds me of the penis and vagina sculpture or canvas art. I'm not quite sure what you want to call it that was
Yeah.
in the bedroom when I was ready to purchase
Holy shit, that's right.
my condo.
I forgot about that. And we were all looking around like, everyone else sees there's a dick on the wall, right? Oh boy. Yeah, so.
Yep.
So, anyways, what were you
Dean, well, I mean, Brock Lesnar does have a phallus of his own on his chest,
That's
which
true. That is true. Sorry, I
see.
totally derailed you with that one, but hey.
I'm bringing it back around as best I can. No, this match, I've liked the hype for it. Because, I mean, they've made it fairly obvious that Brock Lesnar, again, because he's been well booked, he is going to toss around Dean Ambrose for a significant portion of this match.
Yeah, I'm doing the show with Kevin right now. Sorry, I called her in to look at the dicks on the screen. So I heard everything you said. So I just, yep. No, that's all this match is going to be. Is Brock tossing Dean around? I mean,
Well,
they've built up. You know, he's got a chainsaw now. Well, he's not going to use a chainsaw in this thing, but. I don't know, man.
Well, and I guess that's well, Dean Ambrose is another guy that he puts on good matches. Like I mean, he's been pretty consistent, and you know, this was something that I mentioned during the Shane versus Undertaker preview too. Anytime there are weapons involved in a match, it helps level the playing field. Like the bigger guy, especially in this part, Brock Lesnar is going to be handling Dean Ambrose, so he is not going to feel a need to use any weapons. But Dean Ambrose is certainly going to take advantage of that end of things in this match to even the odds.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way they could have this match and make it in any way interesting. I mean, even when Lesnar fought CM Punk back at SummerSlam, Punk was at least coming off of a championship reign. You know, he had convinced everybody he was the best wrestler in the world. You know, he'd overcome odds, all that sort of stuff. Well, Dean Ambrose doesn't really win a lot of matches, and when he does, you kind of forget. I know Shahid always calls him a baby face Joker, you know, from the comics Joker.
Right.
But that can only get you so far with your credibility. I mean, I'm not asking him to be a technical wrestler, but I'm asking for something other than, well, I'm crazy, you know, and I can get beat up really good. You know, and he's against the perfect opponent for that. Because Brock Lesnar will definitely throw his ass around the whole time.
Right.
So yeah, but yeah, there's definitely gonna be some weapons play, or Dean will it will just be a squash. And this is all based off of how they built up Lesnar. He destroys everybody, and then it takes him two tables or an act of God for him to go down. So, and I know they're doing that so that Brock Lesnar can. Or so Roman Reigns can go against him and probably beat him, which is fine. But
Right.
I don't know. This match didn't have much intrigue for me, and I don't know if they went away from Bray Wyatt because he's hurt. But that was kind of one I wanted to see. But then if Bray Wyatt's got a bad back, that's the last thing he wants to. He's the last person he wants to be in the ring with.
Right. And I guess that injury theory at least somewhat held some weight because of his non-action in the Roadblock. You know, whether it's true or not, I guess I don't feel like I've seen any kind of official report to that kind. But a match like that is you're I do understand saving a real confrontation between the two.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be what they go with next after WrestleMania, and it's like, okay. I suppose this is just the way for Dean Ambrose to have a singles match on the card instead of having another six-man match for the Intercontinental title or whatever else.
Well, and that is the other thing about Ambrose is that they've always, and I feel like I've mentioned this in some recent shows too, is that they always seem to have fancied Ambrose. Like, as long as Roman Reigns has gotten the push, Dean Ambrose has always gotten skits. And it's just funny how the crowd reacts differently to Ambrose than they do Reigns, even though he's really gotten a consistent push the whole time. Like, because there were other times, right when the Shield broke up, where nobody else got promos, but Dean Ambrose would get a long backstage skit just doing nothing. Like, they always gave him a mic. Like, he's always been featured in some way or another. Like, he has definitely gotten a more solid push as a wrestler. It is everything with, like you said in the Roman Reigns versus Triple H preview. that he or what the fuck? Oh, why did I just lose my spot? Oh, I lost my spot because I was trying to make sure I referenced the right preview. Oh, fuck me.
Are you talking about Roman Reigns, or are you talking about the Shane McMahon one?
No, the Triple H Roman Reigns one. You know, I mean, I guess Ambrose has, and I guess my point was that Ambrose has gotten almost as much hype as Reigns, but people, for whatever reason, have reacted more organically to him and not had that same whiff of, you know, he's anointed. Even though, again, like, I mean, you can go back a long time and see that he got mic time. Like, he got something that a lot of wrestlers don't get the chance at. Like, any type of backstage time, it's... Even if you're not wrestling, that's of a lot of value.
Yeah. And the thing with him is he's always had something entertaining. I'll just go with that. It's always been some sort of, at least, attempt to be entertaining. I should say it that way. And where Roman Reigns has been, you know, over, I don't know, overscripted, whatever.
Well, and he
spin around, because remember Roman Reigns got hurt, so that kind of killed killed some of his momentum. But that was before WrestleMania last year, and he came back all right. But Dean's never been looked at as the guy,
right?
You know, so I think that's helped him a lot. I don't know if that really helped him get you know, promo time in that, but I think it's helped the crowd's reaction to him. I believe that's helped him. Because if he was looked at it as the guy coming out of the Shield breakup, I think the crowd is shit on him, too.
Oh. Right.
And
I agree.
So since, he's been okay. I like Dean Ambrose. I don't know how long he can do... Like, he's not a Roddy Piper type. Because he does crazy, and the style he wears too, like the hardcore stuff, like just throwing his body all over like that. He's got a small frame. He can't keep that up. At least I wouldn't think he'd be able to keep it up.
Right. Well, I think that's one of those things that some guys do adjust as things move along. I don't know if that's what he's just doing to get himself over, and then change things up. That part's kind of hard to predict, one way or the other.
Yeah, I can see that too, because it definitely gives him a different aura to just about everybody on the roster. You know, whether it's in a scripted fashion or not, he looks different, he acts different, he is different than that's on the roster. So, and including his style in the ring, you don't really have a whole lot of reckless people, like a whole lot of reckless wrestlers right now. And like, wrestlers sounds like I'm criticizing him. I'm not. I'm at a loss for how to describe him.
Right.
But yeah, but this match, I don't know. Even with the idea that there's a street fight, and he pulled the crowbar out the one time, it's like, you're not going to use a crowbar. You're not going to use a chainsaw. It's going to be more kendo sticks, more chairs. I actually thought Terry Funk was going to give him a branding iron. You know, the double cross ranch. And he pulled the chainsaw out, and I was like, well, Chainsaw Charlie wasn't exactly the most popular, you know? So why not give him something for the Funks?
Well, and how long was Chainsaw Charlie around? Months?
Was it even a whole month? I mean, because I think it was the first time that the pantyhose rip that he was wearing over his head that the announcers had to acknowledge. that it was Terry Funk. They had to. So, you know, it's maybe it's nitpicking, but I would have preferred, because you could at least get away with using the branding iron. You're not going to use a chainsaw. Although Monday, that legit got a laugh out of me when Ambrose goes, he's like, he gave me a chainsaw. I was like, ugh. He tries to start, he's like, it ain't going to start. He's like, oh my God. When it started, like, oh my God, it actually started. I genuinely enjoyed that, because it was probably scripted, but that's a pretty funny line to say. Just like, yeah, the guy is a maniac. So...
yeah, and I guess that's the other part that I've enjoyed. Like, I like the build for the match. Like, they've done everything that they can do. You know, like you point out, like, it might not be the best for him, but to have him basically be an alive zombie of sorts, where he can take whatever punishment is dealt his way and kind of keep coming back. They've been illustrating that for months at this point. You know, though, he well, like you said, I mean, just the reckless style has kind of led him to wins and to, you know, maybe do something just even unconventional that'll get Brock Lesnar off kilter, at least for a little bit. So... And
yeah,
I've liked
it, like,
and
every reaction Brock's given him outside of, you know, like the crowbar thing has been just like amusement. So it's and you can't ask Brock Lesnar and be like, all right, you need to be scared of him for a second. Like, are you out of your mind? No one would believe that I'm scared of this guy. Now, if you're inquisitive about the guy, I think that's different. Like, maybe this guy's not all here. You know, just something.
Right.
He hasn't really given that at all. And I don't think that would hurt Brock Lesnar at all to do that. Like, I'm not so sure about this cat.
Well, yeah. I mean, that might help things. stupid polls. Oh, what the fuck? Well, I guess I guess I haven't been worried about the realism just because it's professional wrestling.
True, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that I guess there are a lot of times where I take things for granted that, you know, I mean, I guess there are definitely some certain points that I would harp on that they should have more UFC-like tendencies. Or when they try to point something out that for some reason, when it's kind of a big guy versus little guy thing, I let it slide a little bit more, but it really would be an ass-kicking. For the most part. I'm sure there would be some exceptions if a heavyweight took on, like, a middleweight.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, well, we saw what happened when Kimbo Slice fought lightweight, or whatever it was. He got his ass handed to him, but that's also Kimbo Slice, too, so it's like, okay, well, that was bound to happen anyways, but
right.
Know.
So, I mean, I guess I understand the concerns about the believability factor, but it's also one of those things that I'm not really that concerned about. I've liked the war words. You know, I've liked the segments that Ambrose has been in. Paul Heyman doing a lot of the talking is usual for Brock Lesnar is always enjoyable to me. So, I mean, I guess, like, the hype around it, I've enjoyed quite a bit. And, yeah, like I said, I'm not really worried about really what is kind of a dilemma in this match. Which is, you know, the matchup itself physically.
Yeah. I mean, we're both taking Brock Lesnar to win this, right?
Yeah, and then that kind of leads to, you know, what one of your problems is that Ambrose doesn't ever seem to get the high profile win, and I don't see how he gets that here.
Yeah. I don't think he should either, to be honest. There's a certain aspect to where not a lovable loser, because that's not something you want to get tagged with.
But, no.
You know, you can still be okay with a loss. And it, I mean, what crowd is going to turn on you or think you're a loser for losing to Brock Lesnar? Especially in a match where Lesnar's allowed to use weapons on you if he wanted to, you know?
Right.
So it does nothing to hurt Dean Ambrose to lose. I guess it would hurt Brock a little bit, but still, the smart money is Lesnar, because going in, he goes to Bray Wyatt, and then I thought the plan was that it was supposed to be Lesnar and Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. But who knows what they're doing? Who knows how they're changing stuff? So it could be nothing now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of what other reason I wanted to tack on there that Brock Lesnar's going to win. I mean, Dean Ambrose has a lot of time. I mean, he's going to be around for a while. Brock Lesnar's not always going to be in the title hunt. And Dean Ambrose hopefully will get a win, whoever his next feud is. Because there's no reason for him not to go over pretty much anyone not named Brock Lesnar at this point.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you.
Okie doke. Well, I mean,
I rounded that out pretty well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that that one came to a close quite nicely. This is at DeFrango 11 on the other end, at Granny Maze, and yep. The brand at Stunt Granny. At least during this show, I enjoyed some Sideswipe Brewing Defaced Imperial Red Ale, 9% alcohol. I'm glad I'm still awake. And for now, grandkids, have fun until the next preview.